This is Claude Anderson from Marketing to Full Pay. Today I present the question, is a marketing strategy specifically for full pay families really necessary? We struggle with the idea of trying to give additional attention to families based on income. We are talking about the full pay families, the ones who are willing to pay our school's published tuition costs without a discount. In my world of boarding schools, these are families in the top 1% of the income bracket, and for day schools, it's about the top 5 to 7%. In either case, we are talking about a small percentage of the population. Should our schools give these full-pay families who are already benefit tremendously from their positions of wealth additional benefits during the admissions process? These benefits might include personal lunch with the head of school, a phone call from the third grade teacher, a correspondence from the director of performing arts, or an invitation to a special event off campus. We are talking about the additional benefits that might increase our chances for matriculating these families, but are too costly or impractical to provide for the entire inquiry or applicant pool. If the actual question here is, do they deserve something different? The vast majority of us would certainly answer with a resounding no. This is my sentiment. However, do they deserve something different is not the true question. The true question is, do they need special, higher priced treatment so that we can get them to agree to pay our lofty tuitions and in some cases give us additional monies beyond the tuition payments towards initiatives such as the annual fund or capital campaign? I find that we don't tend to have a problem if we're giving special attention to recruiting students of color or in some schools, athletes. But when it comes to people with financial privilege, whom we also need, we cringe and ask questions like these. Aren't we ethically obligated to provide equal services to every family who comes through our process? Is there a difference in the needs of the full-pay family and the non-full-pay family in the first place? Aren't they both seeking the same exact educational experiences for their children? Don't both groups want the best admission experience? What happens when the non-full pay family discovers that they didn't receive something during the process that the full pay family received? Isn't this establishing a sense of elitism? We would be quick to say that the special attention is unfair. Let me state that independent schools are unfair. Why wouldn't every child get a select type of education, not just the ones who can afford to pay for it or who the school handpicks? Not randomly like the charter schools, to receive this type of education. Access to independent schools is inherently unfair. However, a school's mission typically says that it is trying to educate individuals in a particular way so that they can go out into the world and make a difference. I believe this. So although the school can't help everyone, its educated students will go out and contribute better to the broader society. And this is the ideal we are aspiring to achieve with as many students as is financially possible. Today, in order to pay for our educational programs and achieve our missions, we have established a business model that requires us to have enough full-pay families to generate the necessary revenues. And as is the case for other segments that are hard to acquire, we need to do something different for this group. To pretend that full-pay families aren't the primary target for almost all of the tuition-based schools is a delusion that most schools cannot afford to have. Schools must make their mission the priority. With the idea that we need the highest economic group to achieve our mission, the question really is, what do we have to do to matriculate these families who will help us to achieve our mission? Think about what you know from companies who spend billions of dollars trying to attract these high-income families. I hope you can concede that their marketing efforts look very different than others who don't depend on the top 1% as customers. Take a look at these vendors. At Marissa's Collection in Naples, Florida, which sells boutique clothing, the average purchase per visit is $1,600. Blake's in Chicago has an average purchase of $2,000. Maxfield in West Hollywood, $2,400. Armani in New York averages $2,900 per visit. Will these stores run their marketing efforts the same way that Nordstrom's or Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, or Bloomingdale's will? This group has an average purchase from a visitor of $250. With Walmart's marketing campaign, where the customer averages $50 to $60 per visit, market and recruit customers the same way as Neiman Marcus? Why would Maxfield of West Hollywood give much greater attention and a very different experience than Walmart? Do they do something more extensive as an entertainment outlet for themselves with no expected return? Or is it because they have to have a different approach to sell their wares to this group? Of course, it's the latter. Independent schools are unique in that they have the Walmart, Bloomingdale, and Armani customer purchasing their educational service. This makes matters more complex. If you believe that educators are inspired to achieve a virtuous mission, and the profit world is inspired to achieve profits, then one might be confused by the idea of providing something additional for the full pay family. However, to approach the full pay customer of your school more like Walmart than like Maxfield is a mistake. I'm exaggerating a bit here with these two comparisons. I do think schools can get away with not being exactly like the treatment at Blake's of Chicago, but our marketing and recruitment operation needs to be closer to Blake's of Chicago, Illinois, than Walmart of Rogers, Arkansas. When our marketing efforts aren't appropriate for the targeted group, we experience the adverse effects by being unable to convince enough full-pay families that the education is worth the cost. Full-pay families for the most schools fit into the category of we might have to work harder to get enough. They have more choices and usually start out with higher expectations than non-full-pay families. We will need to do something different with this segment. This means that we probably are going to spend more resources on this group than the non-full-pay families. One of the keys to success when marketing to full-pay families is to understand more fully their motivations for giving up their free public school options. Start by asking your disciples, who are also full-pay families, why they gave up that public school option. Then build your target marketing strategies for this group specifically. If you want a more extensive plan, sign up for one of my five pillars workshops, customizing your marketing strategy for full-pay families. Thank you for listening. This is Claude Anderson from Marketing to Full Pay.